Let's go.
Boots.
Boots. What? What are you doing, baby? You want to say hi?
Oh, man. We get fired up here. We just had our first cup of coffee. Welcome, guys, back to HTL. Man, today is Monday, the motherfucking 12th. We got a lot of shit going on, man. We got that Prime Day tomorrow. I've been hem-hawing back and forth. I want to pick up a 360 cam, and there's going to be a deal on the Insta 360. Two cameras for one, $400. I really find myself asking myself if I need this motherfucker. Dang. Bro, Lost, do you need that? Is that something that you need? See, it's something I'm going to need for a future project. Something I won't play with. But is it something that I need, right? I don't know. To feed your creative needs, sometimes you got to bite the bullet and you got to buy some of those things. I found an abundance of shit laying around the house that I'm probably going to sell. And I don't know about you guys, but I got some stuff laying around that I don't use no more from my previous streaming endeavor. I don't know. I got this laptop that I might part with. You know what I mean? Roll it over into a camera. You see what I mean? Take one thing, make it into a new thing. It could be a thing. You know, it could be a fucking thing. I'm a utilitarian by nature. And if I don't use it, it's time to lose it, baby. And some of y'all have seen my apartment. My apartment's just bare bones. Some people say I live Spartan. I don't find joy in having shit that I don't need. Or that I don't use. But then again, I was just talking about stuff that I have that I don't use. So, do you really? Do you really, bro? Huh? I'm about to Chad myself. Do you even, bro? Huh? Do you even, bro? Flipping through Twitter this morning, man, and I see this video. My man, Clag Crow, did this little skit piece where he kind of like walked into the room, you know, took his coat off. Well, at least this is the way I interpreted it. Took his coat off, you know, Friday, home, ready to throw it down, ready to get ready for the weekend. Tossed his coat on the counter, and then bang, coat's back on him. Head skips off the counter, and then he's like, God damn, already? Like, you know that's a feeling, right? And it's a feeling that I felt this morning when I seen it and I laughed. That's GG's, bro. I remixed it, threw it on Twitter. I hope you guys get a chance to take a look at it, man. Take a look at Clag Crow, too. He's starting to get creative with some of his stuff, man. And I enjoy watching a lot of you guys on social media switch it up, right? As you guys start to improve so many different aspects, even just your life, it is humbly fulfilling to me to watch you guys elevate, right? Some of these guys are getting new intros. I seen Dirty Little Hamster. Me and him were talking back a little while ago. He was getting into some stuff. Reflex just did a complete overhaul. My man, formerly known as Lux Gamer, just did a rehaul. You know, certain people have left the space and started other things. You know, flipped into YouTubes. I enjoy watching you guys. So, you know, again, thank you for allowing me to be part of your timeline and have a slice of your life. This time is a valuable currency, and a currency we can't get back unless you're Poots. And then you're yelling at a door, come here, baby. Come here, baby. Yeah, come over here. See, she just got treats, so she all amped up. But I appreciate being part of y'all's timeline. A lot of you guys I met, formerly Beam, a.k.a. Mixer, you know, your new journeys, your new travels. that have pushed you into Twitch and different aspects and different areas. Hell, I love seeing the shit that's not streaming related. You know what I mean? Like y'all out fishing. Umli, okay? She's taking pictures of her going out camping. You know what I mean? And hikes and stuff like that. My man Beto just climbed a mountain the other day. I don't know what. I didn't. It was great. It was great. So continue, please, for the rest of the crowd, right? You might not get a whole lot of interactions, but I definitely enjoy those things. So keep those posts coming, right? Keep that transparency, that safe transparency, of course, because I enjoy seeing the other aspects of you guys' lives, man. My man Gutter, you know, he might be outside, man. He's taking little videos of him and his daughter playing at the park. Those are amazing. And I want to thank you for sharing those again. Poots, stop yelling at the door, baby. Come here. No, I don't want to have a conversation with you. I want you to come over here. Do freak show. So you open the door and she don't want to go out the door. I don't understand. This cat's broke. This cat is broken. You fucking broke. She's taking part. I don't know if you guys can hear her in the background, but I hope so, because Poots, what are you doing, baby? These fine folks didn't tune in so we could have a conversation, right? See, this is my regular day. This is my day-to-day. This is my morning right here. Poots amped up on the treats. You want some treats, baby? She said, no, I want you to open this goddamn door. Podcast has been delayed from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I decided to take a small intermission and, you know, do some grilling out with some neighbors. You know, I just kicked back on Saturday. I did some housework. Got this place all cleaned up. Got the spare bedroom. Not that I needed to clean it, but I mean, I got some shit out of there. Got kind of a setup moving around there. My goal here is to actually have some people come on, and it's pretty much that room's going to be dedicated to just podcasting. I would like to expand HTL, not just because of this, you know, like have some creatives that are on here, but I want to talk about some personal shit, right? I want to do that hard talk about life, about experiences. I would like this to be an avenue where people can get to know the personal motivations that are hidden behind certain types of creativity. See, this is something that we get to know these personalities on visuals, right? But I would like to dig a little bit deeper, and I would like to have some guests that are willing to dig a little bit deeper and give some insight as to how, who, what, when, where, and why they became who they became. And maybe, you know, we can learn something, and we can take those experiences, those life experiences, and since perspective is largely based in the human mind off of experience, maybe we can create some new experiences here in that room that can largely broaden some perspectives and maybe bring some real, true value to a lot of folks. I mean, who knows? I don't know who listens to this. Is it? Hello? Hello? It's me. I swear to God, I seen the devil in my cup of coffee this morning. He said, put an Oreo cookie in this mother. Wank. I did. I put two Oreo cookies in my coffee this morning. Hey, don't knock it till you try, baby. Don't knock it till you try it. You got to do it. Just, Poots, don't need to eat no more food. Now, hold on a second here. God damn it. Phone's ringing. Be right back. Thanks for hanging there, for listening to my air calling me. He always calling me, man. He calling me, man. Leave me alone, man. I'm trying to cook. No. I don't know, man. This week, I have some plans. I got some things that I want to get done. Got to prep for winter. Got to really get dialed in for winter. I need poots. You can't go in there, baby. What, man, you are a bear this morning. But I got to get ready for winter, man. I got to get amped up. We got that Destiny 2 coming out. You know what I really wish New World would hurry up? Man, I would pay as a live service for that game to slowly evolve and be able to play it, man. I miss having some games that we can play with the homies. Now, I know there's FPS, and I know there's all that type of stuff. And yeah, speaking of FPS, Friday's FPS, there wasn't much in gaming that I really felt like I wanted to talk about. So I skipped Friday. FPS Fridays will come and go as I feel like there's some sort of talkable or relatable content. Hold on a second here. Because I feel like, you know, there's a lot going on when it comes to gaming. There's a lot more going on when it comes to hardware. With NVIDIA, you know, and that whole fucking card debacle. Now you got AMD dropping some new processors. You know, the Xboxes and the PlayStations and all the whack. That stuff's coming out. It's coming quick. A lot of folks are getting that wallet swole, getting ready to give it away. And I understand. I understand, but there's not much to talk about there that's not already covered or you're probably not already aware of. And personally, I don't really have an opinion on it. Not much, anyway. I mean,
it's a fucking console.
What more is there to say? It's simple. It's easy. Microsoft's buying everything. Pretty soon they're going to buy fucking Starbucks. You're going to be able to get your free mocha, caramel latte, venti with your Xbox Game Pass, you know? I'm waiting for them to offer Pornhub. You know, it's probably some sort of age verification. I don't know, maybe. That's just... probably not. I don't know. you can play with your buttons. You know what I mean? oh, shit. The shit that goes through my head on a Monday. It is a cold, rainy fall day here. I woke up this morning and it felt like I was staring out of a painting. I threw a picture up on Twitter and might even throw it on Instagram too. What a beautiful way to wake up. The backdrop, nice and dark. It felt good. Felt good. You know, I woke up with that feeling of, man, I'm alive. I am alive. I have something that millions of people yesterday didn't have. And I know that's a mindset and it's a way to look. And it's easy. It's easy to get stuck in that one train, one trick pony of depression and all of those other aspects, those negative aspects of mental thinking. Trust me, been there, did that. Do my best to get out of that and stay out of that. And, you know, so waking up to something like that really helps to keep the motivation going. Really helps to keep it in a forward progress. Just looking around, being humble, being thankful for what I have. Thanksgiving's coming up, but I celebrate Thanksgiving every fucking time I wake up. Seems odd, doesn't it? I mean, I don't have the turkey dinner. I mean, I could, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's age, right? Maybe it's age. Maybe it's my lack of willingness to go out into traffic. Because I sure as hate driving to work on Monday. There's all them ornery-ass people. And when I get to work, there's finna to be a bunch of Monday bitchers. That #in6chunks #fuckMondays. Yep, those are going to be thick. Those are going to be thick. Instead of counting the blessings that they do have, that the rest of the world wishes they did have. That's the difference between me and them. Because I'm glad that I got that 9-to-5 that gets me out of the house, right? Puts extra coins in the pocket. It's not like we're making Joe Rogan money on a podcast, right? And even if it was, I mean, kudos to Rogan for firing back on this fucking cancel culture, huh? This, Jesus, just be happy for a guy, huh? If you don't like the episode, skip it. What happened to that? You remember back when you used to be watching TV? You'd flip to a channel you didn't want to watch. The price is wrong, bitch. I'm going to the next one. It's that simple. It's that simple, but it's not. It's not, because it's 2020 and people wearing this shit like an identity. So I hope Joe posts through this. I hope he, for everything he's worked for. Some people say, well, he was handed this shit on a silver spoon. If you go back and look at the history of Joe Rogan's podcast, you would realize that he's probably been doing this for 12 plus years before it was even a thing, and in video and on YouTube. So for it to now start to gain some traction, gain some sort of financial gains out of it, major financial gains, some might say he doesn't deserve it. Those are haters, bro. Okay? Let's break it down. Those are fucking haters. Those are people that are mad at themselves because they didn't do what he did, and now they want to see him crumble. Does he have, like, air asterisk, quote-unquote, controversial people on there? Yeah, sure. It takes all types, fellas, ladies, people of HTL. It takes all types of perspectives to make this med, to make this, what do I want to call it, this fucking cookie of life, this planet of views. Some spices are spicier than others. But that's what makes this so amazing. This planet, these worlds, these different cultures, these different thought processes. See, once you stop realizing that it's all negative and it's all shit, and you start appreciating the fact that people do different things over here in India than they do in Japan, than they do in Africa, than they do in Antarctica, they do in America, and hell, even the nuances and differences that happen between our states. What happens in Louisiana stays in Louisiana. We don't talk about Nevada. It's just going down to California. But it don't happen in Minnesota. And see, that's, again, when they're attacking Joe Rogan and they're trying to get all these episodes and all these different flavors removed, you're just removing that value. That value of life, that value of communication, that value of different viewpoints, and you're just removing the spice. And sooner or later, on a long enough timeline, we remove all the fucking spice from our world. Jack, it's going to be one bland fucking time. You know? It's going to be one bland time. It's going to be plain ass toast for everybody. I don't know. It's just what I think. I mean, I hate the word controversial. I fucking hate that word. I hate it. Because anything can be controversial, right? Anything can be thrown under the bus of controversy. It's just one person not agreeing with another. Oh, controversy. Well, there's a lot of things in this world we don't agree about. But it doesn't subtract from our ability to live a healthy life. And that's heavy on me on Monday. That's heavy on these hashtag fuck Mondays that I'm about to go into. It's just that one trick pony. It's that one track mind. And you see it, it's starting to affect everything. Starting to affect television. Starting to affect everything. Everything. Everybody wants to dumb everything down. You can't say this. You can't do this. You can't walk here. You can't breathe this air. You can't. So we're living in a generation now where they say you can be anything you want to be. Remember that? Remember when they said you could be anything you wanted to be? You don't hear that shit no more. They said, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't be that. We have to keep you in this little box, this isolation, this group. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. People losing their shit. They're forgetting the fact that we can empower each other with that spice of life. See, with Joe having that, ends up giving opportunity for somebody to create something next to him, alongside him, in the market that counters it, right? A countered opinion. But they're too fucking lazy. Nobody wants to counter it. Everything, you know, let's just fucking cancel it. Like it's some Netflix fucking subscription. I don't know. I've been paying close attention to it, just kind of watching it, man. And it just drives my stomach up. It does. It's crazy. But you probably see it in your industry too as well. A lot of you folks that listen are streamers. You know, streamer culture, streamer Twitter. You've seen those things where people are telling you what you can and can't do, what's acceptable, what's unacceptable. Some of these are mutual feelings between larger groups of people. Some of these are just one or two major influencers said telling crowds that it's not cool. And it's happening in the podcast world. It happens in the video editing world. It happens in the art world. It's just part of that new thing that we got to deal with. And it's real benevolent now. So, in closing, man, on this Monday, before I get ready to fucking do my shit and get ready, I want you to think about what you're doing. Think about who's trying to put their thumb on you, who's trying to hold you down, and who's trying to empower you, and start to weed that shit out of your life. Start to take out the garbage. Okay? Learn to skip. You don't have to cancel. Just skip. Like we did when we were kids and we didn't want to watch that, we changed the channel. Just change the channel. See, we don't have to be combative. We don't have to fight. Fighting is easy. Anger is easy. Compassion, feeling, thought, and emotion. See, those are things that I respect. Hopefully you guys can, weed through this episode. Maybe you made it this far. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. Too raw, too real Thursday. Or too raw, too real Tuesday. I'm already thinking about Thursday. Because thoughty, I got some shit.
Stay on track here, fool.
Think about some of the things in your life, man. Think about some of the things you can cut out to enrich your life. Think about your thought process. It's LSB, man. I am going to sign off. I'm headed to the J-O-B to shine a little light. All right, guys. I'm out of here, man. Peace, love, and chick grease. And as always, be good to yourself. Be good to others. And I don't know about tomorrow. Tomorrow, maybe we'll skip it up. I have something ready for you, but it's not ready for you. You get what I'm saying? You feel me? Get what I'm putting down? Have a great day, man.